We've been following through in our studies in the book of Ephesians. We're in chapter 5, starting in at verse 8 through verse 14. We are to walk as children of light. We have already discussed the fact that we are to walk in the unity of the Spirit. We've discussed the fact that we are to walk in a new creation. We are to walk in love because God is love and Christ is given to us as our pattern. And because we're related to God Himself, then our lives ought not to be characterized by the sinfulness of those who are out of Christ. Remember, we are children of God. Children of God who is love, evident by sacrifice. Now we are children of God who is light. And when you and I accepted the Savior, we were translated out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of His dear Son. So again, may I read again. For you were sometime darkness, but now are you light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. Then he adds this, for the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth, proving what is acceptable unto the Lord, and have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. You see, we have here, first of all, what we are. In verse 8, we are children of light. In fact, union with Christ must mean light. And not to follow Him who is light is to walk in darkness. This is what you have in John chapter 8, verse 12. When Jesus said, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. The unsaved walk only in darkness. And not only do they walk in the dark, but the darkness is in them. This is why they can't understand. You can be brilliant and educated and moral and even religious, but if you've had no relationship with the Son of God, then, my friend, you are still in the dark. Not to follow Jesus Christ means to walk in darkness. You know, I was thinking about this. Do you remember in John chapter 13, after Jesus had given the sop to Judas Iscariot, we read that Judas went out from the presence of Jesus, and it was night. It was night. Judas went out into the darkness, having turned his back on the Son of God who was light. There is nothing left but darkness. Do you know, I've oftentimes wondered if for the unsaved, their eternal destination is eternal darkness. You remember in the 49th Psalm we read, and they shall never see light. God is light as well as love. There are those who believe that God is love and know nothing of the fact that God is light. That is, that God is absolute in holiness and righteousness. And for an unsaved person, heaven would not be heaven to them. How can a person unredeemed, a child of wrath, a child of the night, having spurned the one who is light, how could he stand the presence of an eternal God who is light? You see, he'll be glad to get away from the presence of God. They shall go out, and they shall never see light. It's an astounding thing. This is a terrible thing. That a great many friends of yours and mine who have never accepted the Savior, they laugh possibly at you, and they spurn Jesus Christ and His wonderful love for them. They ridicule what He did on the cross. They spurn the gospel, unbelieving, and yet in darkness, and they shall never see light. I wish in some way I could put upon your heart, and may I add upon my own heart, the terribleness of a man or a woman going out into eternity without Christ. They shall never see light. This is what we have here. But to be in union with Him means life. That's why when you come to 1 Corinthians 2:14, the natural man, the unsaved man, knows nothing of the things of the Spirit of God. They are foolishness unto him. He cannot know them because they are spiritually discerned. But for those of us who've accepted the Savior, there has a new element come into our lives. Not only love, genuine love, but light. And if Christ is the light of the world, if he himself is light, for God is light, then this new element has come into our lives. We're no longer in the dark. We're no longer in the place where there is no light. But we've been joined to him. Hence our walk should be in harmony with our transformation. We've been transformed, translated out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of God's dear Son. Now in verses 9 to 12, we have the evidence of walking in the light. The fruit of the Spirit. Or if I could change the word, the fruit of the light is in all goodness and righteousness and truth. You remember it says in Galatians chapter 5, 22-23, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, meekness, faith, self-control. And we prove what we are by walking in the light, even as he is in the light. We prove what we are and what we do. We prove what is acceptable unto the Lord. You remember in Romans chapter 12, the first two verses, where Paul says, I beseech you therefore, by the mercies of God, that you present your body a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed, transfigured, by the renewing of your mind, you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. You see, we prove what we are, not by society, but by the light. We're tested by the light. And what pleases Christ is the Christian's highest duty. You remember 2 Corinthians 5, verse 9, if I can give you the revised text there where Paul says, being ambitious to be found pleasing to him. And if I am a child of light, I will prove that I am a child of light, not by what pleases me, but what pleases God. And he goes on to say to have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them, for it is a shame even to speak of those things which are done of them in secret. In other words, I'm to have no fellowship. Again, we come to this word of separation. I'm to have nothing to do with the works of darkness. These are unfruitful, they're passing, and they can never stand the light. And by all means, reprove that for which it is a shame even to speak of those things that are done in secret. In other words, as you and I walk in the light, our very lives become a reproach. And a rebuke is a better word. We rebuke and reprove the works of darkness by us walking in the light. You don't have to shout from the housetops. When you and I walk and do the things that please Christ, and walk in the light of his word, my friend, the man of the world will walk away from you. I know whereof I speak in this matter. Even a babe in Christ, and you and I well know it, when we first accepted the Savior, we walked before God, we were in love with the Savior, and we wanted everybody else to love the Savior. And your very actions and your very words reveal the fact you did not belong to the world. And the man of the world is rebuked and reproved, not so much by your preaching, but by the way you live. And if I'm a child of God who is love, and if I'm a child of God who is light, then I ought to walk in the light, and I ought to walk in love. I will have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness. And these are passing things. It's even a shame to speak of those things which they do in secret. Now, you have that. You remember in Romans chapter 13, we have those amazing verses. It is high time to awake out of sleep, for now is our salvation nearer than when we believed. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off, throw off the works of darkness. Let us put on the armor of light. Let us walk honestly as in the day, not in rioting and drunkenness, outbroken sins of society, not in chambering and wantonness, secret sins of society, not in strife and envying, these are sins of the heart, but put on the Lord Jesus Christ, and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill the lusts thereof. Those things belong to the darkness. I'm a child of light. I'm a child of God who is love. I don't belong to the night. Now, this is a standing of God's people. If you've accepted the Savior, that's where you are. You're a child of God who is love. You're a child of God who is light. Hence, have nothing to do with the works of darkness, but rather reprove them. How do I do that? By living pleasing to Him, having no fellowship, separating yourself from the unfruitful works of darkness. Now, I know it's difficult sometimes to live and walk in the light and to have this life of separation from the sins of society. And yet, my friend, if I'm a child of God, this is where I must walk. If I'm a child of light, I must walk in the light. And when you and I fall in love with a Savior, it makes it easy. Love makes it easy. And the Spirit of God who indwells you, and the Word of God which you have in your hand, will be used by God to cleanse your life from these things and to live pleasing to Him. Jesus said, I am the light of the world, and he that followeth me shall not walk in darkness. And may this be a day when you'll just rejoice in the fact that you belong to him. And the Lord bless you for his name's sake.